Okay, it is coming up to 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we were talking about him earlier, Senator Len Fasano. And the senator is with us quite frequently, and boy, I'll tell you, has done a good job, and I'm working with a pal of yours.
Oh, Len, see what they did?
I'm working with a pal of yours now, Senator. You probably recognize that particular voice. Can you guess who he is? He's with me now.
My good friend Paul Pacelli.
Len, how are you? Good morning. Len, I was just telling Brad about the nights we all spent at parents' events at Hampden Hall, but that's another story, so.
Yes.
But Brad, you know, Len is a legendary athlete at Hampden Hall, so.
I know that.
Legendary.
I knew that without you.
Oh, okay.
I know.
just thought, yeah. So, Len, listen, good to talk to you this morning. Now, Fred Karstensen, who's a UConn economist, and Brad and I have talked to him over the years, you got apparently, though, have a problem with something Fred did regarding a political angle here. What's up with that?
Well, I've noticed that, you know, he's weighing in. His expertise is in being an economist, which, you know, is looking at what's happening either in Connecticut or around the globe and how it affects Connecticut economically. But he has slowly weighed into politics, and he picks and chooses. You know, the other day he wrote an article in the summer about how, you know, when we were talking about whether we should toll or not toll. And he has this whole thing about, well, you know, I think tolling is going to be good. But there's no facts, there's no figures. He's an economist. What did he look at? What are the numbers? He even looked. There are no numbers. I met with the commissioner of DOT yesterday. He doesn't have numbers. They're still trying to figure out this whole thing. So how does he even know that it works? But he took that position. And when the governor, Malloy, was bonding well over $1 billion more than Governor Rell, and the CBAC deal came forward, which put us more into debt, he never commented. So he chooses to pick on some things and not others. And then most recently, he weighed in on Bob Stefanowski. And that's just not his role. His role are numbers. Blinded as to who's in control of the governor's mansion, blinded who's in control of the legislature, in talking about the economy. But he keeps on more and more this slant on weighing in on politics. Even no matter how you feel about President Trump, he weighed in negatively on President Trump, almost attacking him as the president. That's not his job. And I get concerned when a university that's supposed to be apolitical professors start weighing in using their titles to get the attention and their titles after their name to weigh in on politics. That's just not the right thing to do. So I just wanted to let him know that Senator McKinney, back about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now actually, noticed this, wrote a letter to him about his political slants, and he kind of backed off, but I've noticed it a lot more. And I felt obligated to let him know that it's not going without some degree of scrutiny.
Senator, I got a question I want to ask you. I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time because you are very, very well respected, no question about it. We don't agree all the time, but you are. Everybody respects you. Would you ever run for governor?
No, I don't think so. And the reason is that, you know, God bless these guys who are running for statewide office. It's an awful lot of time. And, you know, I've done my time in Hartford, and I love being state senator. I have other business interests and obligations to my family. My dad passed away several years ago, and, you know, I help with my mom. So I've got a family obligation. That's number one to my kids, my grandkids now. And, you know, when you run for governor, you got to take a full year out of your life, and then the next 4 or 8 years is 24 hours dedication. And if I can't make that commitment to the state, I don't think it's fair for me to run. And, And that's the sort of deliberation I went through with my family a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't something that I think, unfortunately, made sense. As much as I'd love to do it, it was something that it was a family decision, and it just wasn't in the cards. And I really enjoyed being state senator for my district. I love my towns. And so I passed on that. That was the time. They say in politics, timing picks you. You don't pick it.
Yeah.
And when it was an open seat, it would have been the best timing, but it just didn't play out right.
Len, finally, once again, on the Fred Carstensen thing, you know, a lot of people would hear you and they'd say, well, you know, Fred is a resident of the state and he may have a vested interest. So let me just clarify here. I assume on the Fred Carstensen thing, Len, you're not saying that he doesn't have a right to express his opinion, but there are certain things that should be said and not said without your title as a university professor or university analyst from UConn. You know, Joe Blow is a resident of Enfield is different than, you know, Joe Blow is the ranking professor of economics at the University of Connecticut. That's essentially what you're saying, correct?
Correct. I mean, if he wants to weigh in, he obviously has the First Amendment free right to say anything he wants to say. But I think when he has the title that they're calling him about, I think he has to talk about the economy and economics and not put the political slant with his title. And I think that's the issue. Yeah, he can write all the op-eds he wants as someone who lives in the state, as anybody can. But what I find is even he initiates some of the conversations by virtue of making press statements, and he picks and chooses what he looks at. You know, our debt has grown tremendously under this governor. He's weighed in every other time, but not on that. And that's what gives me pause. But, yeah, if he's using his title, they call him for his title, he has to be apolitical, and he needs to talk about the facts and figures without putting a color commentary on politics.
So you have not you've not spoken directly to him about this, have you?
No, I have not.
Will you?
Absolutely. I'll talk to him anytime. But I think I needed to get it in writing as of record. Maybe that's the lawyer inside of me, I suppose.
You lawyers, you're all the billable hours. Put it in writing, Len. You're right. You're right.
Well, yes, Senator, I'll tell you the what you have brought to the program ever since you have been there. It's remarkable. And you know what I like about you is that you will call us. You know, I think it's great. You know, we call who we want to call, and we do this all the time. That's our job, part of our job. But you have that certain something that, I'll tell you something right now, it means a lot to us that you would call us and want to talk about a certain subject. And I just wanted you to know it.
Well, I appreciate it because I think that you have great listeners. I think people need to be involved. And
yep.
The only way they can be involved is get the story and the details. And that's what you guys provide to your listeners, and that's important.
Well, Len, thanks. Thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful weekend, Len. Thank you.
You too. Good talking to you.
Yep. Bye-bye, Len. See you later. Yep. Bye.
Okay, coming up to 28 minutes after the hour.